Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That's Joe Burrow. You can put on your helmet and you can be the individual that people are like, oh, I want to take him home. And then also the bad boy that's giving you the bird.
Yeah. No, I could see both. I thought it was funny because Anna got kind of thirst trapped by him. And Anna isn't, I mean, she's a girl. She's an attractive girl. She's posted thirst traps before. I mean, let's be honest. She's probably the only one among us, I'm fairly certain, that has posted a thirst trap. I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, Phil.
No, I don't think I've ever done that. But I'm trying to think. There's been other hosts here that's done thirst traps.
Who?
Lachlan McClain with the Zaddy video.
Oh, my God. That's a good point. I take it all back. Phil, this is why I love you.
Man. Y'all forget about my thirst trap in that Bush Light shirt?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Let's go.
Gee whiz.
For
I mean,
reason. Yes.
Nick,
I agree
that
with,
hurts me.
I agree with everything Nick said. I was caught so hard in that thirst trap. I looked like a cartoon. Like when your eyeballs
pop out of your head.
Is this what it feels like to be on social media as a man? Is this what it feels like? I was just like,
this
is it.
This
okay,
is Joker the Thief, yes.
We can get back to Joe Burrow later, but I agree with everything Nick said.
Well, we can talk about Joe Burrow now. That's fine with me. We can
just
move
in the background.
Yeah, we can move stuff around. Just Raising Cane's game plan ahead with Raising Cane's on the mobile app or by ordering at RaisingCane's.com. Okay, so Anna, look, Joe Burrow's a great-looking guy. I'm not going to sit here and act like he's – I'm not going to do the thing where I'm more attractive than Drew Franklin or whatever that I used to do and all these other things. Like, he's a good-looking dude. Like, it's a whole thing, man. Don't worry about it.
I'm not asking.
Yeah,
how do you not like this?
The song. No, the song's good.
Who doesn't like it?
So good. I love it. Yeah.
I like the song.
I thought y'all didn't like it good.
No,
it's
I
good.
Like it. Yeah,
well,
no, I like the song.
I just about Joe Burrow, so all my other senses just disappeared
for a
moment.
She was
I just like kind of like close my eyes to be like, oh my gosh.
But so basically what it is, if you haven't seen it, it's Joe Burrow in a suit and like a black
and the
blazer.
Back is out of the suit and all the back muscles. Oh my
yes,
gosh.
And like he doesn't have a shirt on under the blazer and his hair is like all slicked back and just he's got the wet look in his hair. You know what I'm talking about. And so where was he, Anna?
So
what was
Paris
he doing?
Fashion Week, baby.
So he was at Paris Fashion Week.
That man
Week.
Does it all. That man
wow.
does it all. And he's just.
Isn't he newly single?
He's newly single.
He's newly single. So he's stepping out.
He's stepping out.
Like he's showing everybody.
What he got, baby. He put it on display.
Yes. He's showing everybody like, look, I may be an NFL quarterback, but
not
I'm
like
the I'm the new
help.
Tom Brady.
He did not need any. Oh, he's 1,000 times better than Tom Brady. Tom Brady's not my cup of tea.
Now, when he was, but when
physically.
He was, when he was like. But early on with the Patriots, I mean, he was a sex symbol.
Right.
He was.
Yeah.
So that's what's
so funny. Yes, no, for sure. Because
yeah.
I feel like Joe Burrow and Tom Brady have the same kind of like super all-American guy
yeah,
look.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And like Tom Brady doesn't do it for me at all. Like I've never really gotten that. I understand why people like it, but not for me. Joe Burrow, I don't know what it is. Because it's like he looks sweet and innocent, but like that man is an assassin.
Yeah.
So that's. Oh, man.
That makes it even...
That is the best thing. And here's the thing, too. I'm not, like, want to be boy crazy or be like, oh, my gosh, that guy's so hot. It's like, right. Man, it doesn't really usually impress me. But Joe Burrow, oh, my God.
We all have our people.
You guys,
I mean, there's
not okay.
We all have our people where, you know, where you come across a photo or they're on TV and it stops you in your tracks. You're
stopped
just kind of like,
my tracks. I was like, wow. Yeah. I like literally had like my jaw hit the floor. I was like a cartoon character when they're like, oh, God. Like that was me doing that. But I just couldn't speak, so I couldn't say it.
My sister's the same way when it comes to him.
I was like, what is wrong? I was like, what is going on? Is this how men, I feel like men feel this way all the time, maybe. But
yeah.
I was just like.
We do. We feel that way a lot.
I'm speechless.
If you're scrolling through Twitter and Sydney Sweeney pops up.
You're like, whoa.
It's just like, whoa.
You physically stops you in your tracks.
Yeah.
That happened to me.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's never happened to me before.
Yes. Or, there's probably happens more to guys than it does to women.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen the memes over the weekend that have taken over the world with the girl and the,
With that.
That's all like, that's something that like stops you in your tracks.
You're like, whoa.
There's been some really funny memes with that, by the way. Like, yeah. There's one, and everyone's been like, "You're MAGA, Strable." It has nothing to do with it. It's a meme. But there's one with Donald Trump that is it's the best one. I've watched it probably 1,000 times. Like I can't describe on air.
I think maybe I've seen.
But I'll show it to you during the break.
Yeah.
Like everyone I send it to is like that's the funniest bleep I've ever seen.
I feel like I may have.
It's perfect. I'll show you. It's perfect. But so I think that's a good difference between men and women. I feel like Twitter is geared toward men that way, where
really?
Like you see it more often.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, I think all of social media. I think the world is.
The world. Yeah, yeah.
Because like Instagram, that's all that is.
So yeah,
like,
Instagram's all that. See, I'm not a big Instagram person though. I don't really like it.
I cannot even open it because it gives me so much anxiety. If I open it and I got a message on there, I would like not look at the homepage till I could get to it. I hate it. I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for me, Instagram's like it's more of me is like. Outside the radio.
Yeah, for sure.
It's me with my kids and family and things like that.
Totally.
Where Twitter for me is more, you know, edgy
and
like my radio stuff.
It's your personality.
That side of my personality. Because you can't, anyone that's just monotone the way they are on radio and stuff all the time is there. I wouldn't trust that person.
Right.
Because there's different facets to your personality.
Sure.
And I feel like Instagram's a different facet of my personality compared to Twitter is a different facet of my personality.
I feel like Instagram for me is just like no personality. Because it's like, that's just what it's become. It's become so scrubbed and so like watered down.
Oh, everything's fake.
It's so performative. So I'm like, nothing on this is like even attractive to me because I know it's not really real.
Right.
And it's like, it doesn't entertain me because I also know it's not really real. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I like Twitter because it's like, it's more like mind candy. It just like lets you just laugh and you see funny things.
Yes,
and
funny
you're
videos.
You're being informed. So,
again,
that's why I was scrolling through that. I was not expected to be just... stopped in my
your breath taken away.
It was taken away. I was like, I couldn't even believe it.
He's a great guy. He's a great looking guy. Yeah, I can't.
And then he did one where he like drew up this little like the surf sub sign. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
And he's good. And it's another thing. It's like he's not one of these athletes that's just good looking.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? He's a baller.
You just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
He's not trying to be a pretty boy.
Yeah.
He's trying to be.
He's a killer
like,
on the field, too.
Like Odell, like tries to be all pretty boy and
right,
stuff.
Right.
Joe Burrow, So, yeah. Oh, man, I'm in love with him. What's going on?
There's been a few athletes that have used their looks to their advantage and like they were just kind of good in the sport. Like the big one for me when I was younger was Anna Kournikova.
Oh yeah.
Like she's beautiful.
For sure.
And she ended up marrying, I don't know what their relationship is, Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, yeah.
But she wasn't that good at tennis.
Totally.
Like she was fine. I mean she was a professional athlete, but I mean she came up when the Williams sisters were doing their thing.
Right.
And Maria Sharapova, who's actually really pretty too, but she was also a very good tennis player.
Totally.
And so, like, you had them and then Anna Kournikova.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, obviously the Williams sisters are very pretty as well.
Yeah.
But they had the actual skills to back
they
it up, too.
They weren't just selling aesthetic look.
Yeah, exactly.
Like some people. And, power to them. It's a business thing,
exactly.
Right?
It's a business thing. Absolutely. You see that a lot now.
Yeah. Like in so many industries, too. It's crazy because it sells. It's advertising.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I feel like I'm never, like, it's never, like, a looks first thing when I like people. But for some reason, Joe
for that one, it was, that one, that one got you going. Okay, yeah, when I saw you tweet that last night, I was like,
I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, Anna, be professional. Don't be thirsty. Like, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm being honest.
Exactly. You weren't on the radio, well, you're on the radio now, but you weren't like on the news or anything like that.
That's
like,
the thing. I'm not covering that. The team. That's the thing. If I like cover that team, I would not respond that way. But it feels so far removed from, you know, anything that I would do professionally.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like, you know, well, I'm just excusing.
Speaking of the NFL, you'll be able to see more of Joe Burrow because Hard Knocks has decided to do something a little different. So this is coming from, obviously, NFL.com. It says here, Hard Knocks is entering new territory in 2024 with plans to document an entire division's regular season journey. So this is the preseason's Chicago Bears. So okay. They're doing the preseason, they're doing the Chicago Bears camp, and then they're going to do the season with all four teams in the AFC North. So that's the Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. So they're going to follow them around. So again, you'll see more Joe Burrow. But the point of this is, and I said it earlier, like Hard Knocks used to be so edgy and different.
It was like an
and
embed.
Exactly. It gives you something that you'd never seen before as a fan. The inside of training camp mm-hmm. and the way they haze rookies and the way, you know, coaches argue and when they cut players. Like, they don't even do the cut players segment anymore. Like, they remove that. Yeah. That was a big deal in the shows. Like, they would always follow guys. They're kind of like on the edge of
right.
making the team.
That was the point of the team. The movie.
Yeah, that was part of the series. Yeah, that was a main storyline mm-hmm. in the show, is where they pick up with these guys that were on the fringe
right.
of making the team, and kind of, you know, how they performed in preseason games, because that was like their big shot
yeah.
to impress the staff and impress the team. And some of them did, some of them didn't. And it's become such a propaganda machine.
Overly produced.
Just overly produced. Last season did it for me. Last season was the last straw.
And who was it last season?
It was the Jets.
The Jets.
And it was just Aaron Rodgers is the greatest human being to
yes.
ever live. And I'm not one of those people that hates Aaron Rodgers. I know people that do and have problems with him, and that's fine. I don't hate him. I don't like him. He's kind of like whatever.
You just
got to
know what he is.
Yes, exactly.
And but it was, don't listen to everything he says.
Exactly. And it was over the top trying to convince you how great Aaron Rodgers is and how great the Jets were going to be. And I didn't even finish the season.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even finish. I'm like, this is terrible. Like, right. I don't want to watch. Like, they had the guy that narrates Liev Schreiber,
actor. He's so good.
He like came to a practice.
They
dropped him off in a helicopter, and that was the whole part. I'm like, I don't want to watch this. Like, I want to watch minicamp.
Right.
Like, I'm watching this to watch minicamp uh-huh. and players fight and get and rookies get duct taped to the field goal post and have to take everyone's bags, you know, into the laundry room.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want to watch. I don't want to watch Liev Schreiber fanboy over Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Like, get this out of my face.
It's not Real Housewives of the NFL. Come on. But it also, I think what was so good about it is it introduced you to these guys that you didn't know a whole lot about.
Yeah.
It like made you like love these people that you never really would have paid too much attention to. That's what I think was the beauty of the show.
Yeah.
And now it's like, that's kind of lost.
And it's lost. 100%. It's weird because what made it endearing is the stars were there, but they weren't the main characters.
Right.
The main characters were the guys had like their last chance, or they were working construction, and mm-hmm. then they got a call up to come to a tryout, and they did, and they made it to minicamp, and seeing them go through all the struggles while everyone, like the stars, are making their money. They already had their contract signed.
Yeah.
And these guys are just doing their damnedest just to get on the practice squad.
Yeah.
I mean, to them, that was a victory. And now it's just, oh, look, it's Aaron Rodgers for six episodes or however many it is.
You can go to his Instagram and see that.
Exactly. Yes. Like, we all know who he is.
Right. It's like it felt like if you were there doing it, like these are the people that you would be around. Like, that's why I think it was appealing.
And it was more, those people are more accessible, and people, you know, share commonality.
For sure.
With these
people.
They
got nothing to lose, but to be honest, right?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. So that's, to me, it devalues the show, but I mean.
It's lost the aura.
Yeah.
The sparkle.
It really has. We'll see what they do with the Bears, because that's always a train wreck. Now, it was entertaining when Antonio Brown's with the Raiders, because of all that drama that was going on.
It's scary.
Yeah. And him,
What's he going to say? What's he
going to
do?
Exactly. And him like leaving John Gruden, you know, hanging there and mm-hmm. not showing up to practices. And so that was the last time that, to me, that Hard Knocks is interesting. It wasn't, and again, it's because of the stuff off the field
yeah.
with Antonio Brown was what pulled you in.
Yeah. I think the last one I watched, there was like the Lions one, right?
Yeah, Dan Campbell. Yeah.
That was like the last
see,
one.
See, he's
really
interesting to me.
Yeah. So I'm that in, made like, it appealing
he's an
because
interesting guy.
He's real. So yeah. you're going to get, he's 100% all the time. So you're going to, you know, there's going to be some, yeah, they had some good little clips come out of that one too. Was that the one where he was like, they had that weird quote about one ass cheek and two knees.
Yeah.
Or two toes, something like that. It's like, what are you talking about? But I'm watching it because it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, like the Jets, they just ruin everything. I mean,
what's
the New York Jets just, they ruin everything. They're not a good football team. Sorry, Biscuit. Sorry, Nick. Sorry, Cooper Hassan. Sorry, all of you. But they stink. They're terrible. Okay, so we just, so Louisville police chief resigns amid sexual harassment lawsuits, and then the interim has been named chief. So we're going on like five chiefs in 3 years or something. Something crazy.
A record.
Something crazy like that.
Paying attention to us.
Yeah, so there's that. That nugget just popped up on my Twitter feed. Now, something else I wanted to bring up here to you before we get to our next break, and we're almost to John Wong. We'll be in Woo-hoo! Studio. So he was at the Pope press conference, so we'll have to ask John Wong about the cookies and why they were such a big deal. we'll ask Dr. Wong after he reads his book to us. Okay, let's see here. All right, so they did a Power 5. Oh, that's the wrong thing. They basically did a Power 5 ranking. Here it is. Okay, there's a Power 5 conference standings over the last 200 games, like kind of how they go in their conferences. Okay.
Football?
So, basketball.
Basketball.
This is basketball. Okay. So college basketball Power Conference rankings over the last 200 games. So in the ACC, this is 200 games. Where do you think Louisville placed?
Last.
So it includes. Close, next to last.
Who placed last?
Boston College. Boston. Over the last 200 games, Boston College is 86-114. Louisville's 91-109.
A team that won four games one year.
Yeah, they're actually not last. I mean, they're actually.
How are they not last in Power Five?
I don't know. I don't know, but they're not last. Wow. ACC top three were Duke with 152 wins, Virginia 149 wins, North Carolina with 133
Virginia
wins.
Virginia sneaking in.
Yeah,
number
Virginia
two.
Number two. So this is. I mean, this goes back to pre-Kenny Payne. This is includes right. Chris Mack and everything. So where do you think Kentucky lands in the SEC?
Third.
Bingo.
You're
good
that?
At this. You're good at this. All right, so Tennessee is number one.
Ew, no. Stop.
They're tied first. Well, actually, Kentucky's second because there's a tie for first place.
Okay.
It's Tennessee and Auburn are tied with 144 wins.
I wasn't expecting Auburn.
Yeah, they're tied with 144 wins. Kentucky has 140 wins in the last 100 games, followed by Alabama with 132 and Arkansas with 127.
I was guessing Alabama would have been second, but again, 200 games.
Yeah, yeah, it's 200 games. Yeah, it's longer. And then, of course, last Vanderbilt. 81 wins.
Oh, poor Vanderbilt.
So Vanderbilt's below Boston College and Louisville. Actually, the lowest on the list are both in the Big East. Is Georgetown and DePaul with 72 wins.
Yikes,
in the last 200
the
games.
Big lease.
Yeah, the big lease. But no, I mean, leading the pack in all of it is, I think it's Houston. They've won 172 games. They're 172-28.
Dang.
So they're number one.
And the leader of the SEC was 144.
Was 144. The next closest was, I believe, Duke at 152. Yeah, Duke was the next closest.
Wow.
So Duke's even 20 games back from Houston.
Who's been telling you, Kelvin Sampson?
Yeah, but that goes back to when also they were in the AAC.
Oh,
because they were in the AAC.
This is a bit misleading.
It takes the AAC and their inaugural season in the Big 12. So this is when they were playing, you know, Southern Florida and Central Florida
Tulsa.
Yeah, exactly. Teams like that. So, but I mean, it's still impressive. I mean, Kansas is 18 games back from them.
Dang, they
have 154 wins, so 10 more than Kentucky, or 14 more than Kentucky.
Yeah, and still, I mean, Kansas does very well, especially at home, so they do well in conference. But for the, I guess it is a little bit misleading,
it's
though,
a little
to
misleading.
Think about Houston. You got to take into account it wasn't always Big 12, but wow, Duke. Comes out pretty impressive too.
I know it doesn't. It hurts my feelings. I don't love it.
Let's erase this study.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. I looked at it. I was like, oh, this will be intriguing. I clicked it. I was like, it just made me mad.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Like all it did was anger me.
It's just Bruce
Pearl staring at me in the face.
You.
Rick Barnes. I mean, Rick Barnes. Damn it, Anna. See, that's why I hate Tennessee basketball. Like. Ugh! He's so boring. Like there's nothing exciting. He's toast.
You dislike
without butter.
Without Buttra.
Without Buttra.
You dislike Rick Barnes more than Bruce Pearl.
Yeah, because at least Bruce Pearl can be entertaining at times. look, I get it. Like, he's he's kind of crazy, though. I like that he's kind of crazy.
Okay.
I like that he's kind of crazy.
Okay.
His Twitter page is something.
Oh, gosh.
It's something.
I don't even think I'll follow it.
Probably
shouldn't.
A bit controversial.
Stay away from that one.
Yeah. It's Twitter feed's a bit controversial. To say the least.
I mean, see, that's what Rick Barnes doesn't bother me, because he's like, he doesn't do anything. He's just like there.
I know, but that's what bothers me. Like, he has to be Wednesday. He doesn't do anything.
Like, see, I'd rather be like that.
Like, who's out there being like, man, I'm really afraid of Rick Barnes' coaching. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like who's terrified of the scheme Rick Barnes is going to draw up?
Exactly.
And that's what drives me crazy. And he's not a bad guy. He doesn't, like, he's not, I don't know, like, there's nothing offensive about him.
Right.
Like, he's not, to me, like, John Shire's offensive just because he gets all the roses and the kisses and the flowers. Because he coaches at Duke. Like, he hasn't done a damn thing
right at
Duke. I mean, he went to the Elite Eight. Okay, fine. That's great. Sure. That's fine. But, he also is just a plain person.
Right.
But that's why I dislike him. But Rick Barnes, I don't know. I shouldn't hate Rick Barnes.
I think Rick Barnes would annoy me more if he, like, had the ego of acting.
He has,
like,
no ego.
So, I'd be like, okay, you can be mediocre and just be there and not try to act like you're so great. So
right, who bothers you more, Rick Barnes or Nate Oates?
Probably Nate Oates.
See, Nate Oates probably bothers me more.
Because he was, like, crowned as, like, the next savior.
He's a great coach. But
that's fine.
Yeah,
but he
rubs me the wrong way. He's a big crybaby.
Like, overly impressed.
Yeah.
Like, he's great. He's fine.
He whines a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and I'm sorry. Dan Hurley is annoying, but, like, I get the respect and the love for him as a coach.
He's won back-to-back titles.
Right.
There's not much you can say.
His psychosis, too, doesn't, like, I don't know. Like, I'm okay with it. I think he is a rising star. Obviously, just won back-to-back titles.
Yeah, but,
like,
he turned down the Lakers.
I think
Kentucky in the same offseason.
Like, Nate Oates was, like, getting undue praise for being the next greatest, biggest thing. It's like, what have you really, really done, though?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, no.
So, I'm fine with him, but it's like, I'm sick of hearing about how great he is.
Right, right. No,
Do something better.
Now, what'd you think about the story that came out about, speaking of Dan Hurley, this was on my sheet last week and I forgot about it.
Stop it. His wife?
Yeah.
Again, I'm speechless. Are you kidding?
She threw a fit.
Is he okay? Do we need to get him help?
They need marriage counseling or something.
Like, I reread that quote. It said when the Lakers contacted Hurley, she was crying and angry that they reached out about the
opportunity.
She was enraged.
Enraged.
A, she's probably Italian or Greek or something, so let's put that out there.
Okay.
B, enraged by an opportunity
to move to LA and coach the Lakers.
I feel weird saying what I really feel about it, because I don't want to, like, put that out there. If that's not, you know, you don't know the whole situation.
You don't,
really there,
right?
But he's the one who said it, and he's the one who said she was upset just even the thought of them leaving. And I'm like, what is it now with people? I think if, like, your husband is, it's great that you're from there, but it's not like you're not going to have enough money to fly back all
whenever
the time.
You want.
And it's like, if that's his career,
yeah,
and you're going to get paid that much money,
and it's his
girl,
dream.
Like, are you working right now?
Yeah.
If you're not, then maybe your feelings about it don't get to be as much of an important thing that you're sad that you'll have to leave. You know,
and
what
Scott
I'm saying?
Scott Drew's wife was very much the same.
See, like, that, like, blows my mind. Yeah. I'm not married, so I can't say anything, but I'm just like, that blows my mind. Like, if they're the one making all the money and
right.
you're supporting them, they're supporting you, I feel like you kind of have to take the back seat and be like, it's your career, whatever you decide, I'm going
to
support you.
And to be transparent here, you know, me doing this, just doing this radio stuff, is a big sacrifice
for
me not being
at home
as much.
Yeah.
And, you know, because now I have two jobs and never once has Corey ever said, like, maybe you should scale back on it.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, anytime I got an opportunity to do it more, she was always like, yes, you should do that.
Even
when I wasn't getting paid.
You guys are my dream relationship. Well, Corey.
Thank you. I mean, everyone has their problems. We have our problems too, but, you know, that's normal. All couples do. All married couples do.
You know what
do.
I love about y'all too? And, like, I love couples that do this. And I was talking to Chrissy about this as well. Like, she has her own hobbies and stuff, and then so does her husband. It's
yeah.
like, you don't have to, like,
we gotta do everything,
like,
together.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
like, you can have your own thing that you
sure.
love to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's so awesome.
Yeah, it's just very healthy.
You don't have to love it too just because they do, but you can love that they love it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. She doesn't even listen to the show.
Yeah.
She'll listen every once in a while. Like, if she's in the car, like, taking the kids to practice,
that's
she'll
awesome,
turn it
though.
On and she'll text me during the show sometimes or whatever,
yeah.
but she doesn't have the feel the need to listen to me all the time, which I'm fine with,
I think
obviously.
That's cool. it's you don't have to control it, that
yeah.
you have your own thing.
Exactly.
About being a healthy person. But yeah, no, that's, like, blowing my mind with these wives. Like,
yeah.
with these, I don't know. I'm not married, so I can't say, but I'm like, bro, just the fact that you'd have such emotional reaction when it's really his decision, that's so crazy to me.
Like,
dude,
if I got a phone call from, I don't know, some big time New York affiliate, and they're like, come to New York, yeah, and we're going to pay you $70 million or whatever. And I went to her and I was like, hey, we had this opportunity. She'd be like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, or just like learn more about it.
Like, yeah, exactly.
It's like these people in the driver's seat when it's
I'll produce you.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're coming with me, James.
Yeah, and I'll be there as well.
With me. Max
I'll
is coming with me. Yeah, absolutely. I'll bring
Justin
you all with
Jeffries,
me.
We're going, Justin.
Justin, for you. Justin, you can go too, Justin. Absolutely. Justin Jeffries, we'll get you on the plane too, big
yeah.
guy.
And that's so, but, just so, but also the other thing in that Hurley situation is I read this thing that he went to his team and made them feel like they need to buy in, and it's going to play into his decision if his team really commits and you know, and is ready to buy in and really just commit themselves to everything, putting it on them like they had a part to play and that they
right.
better do right. And then he made some quote at the end of it that was like, I mean, we're not, it was probably sarcastic, but he's like, we're not dealing with NBA players here, it's like dumb college kids.
Yeah, he's a dumb college kid.
Like,
yes,
you are actually mean and manipulative and insane.
I think he's a little nuts.
He's got,
I
once I read that,
I he's
and
nuts.
Once I read how is like, you can't be living on emotion like 15 out of 10 just because the Lakers reach out for a
right.
job. That's bizarre.
I think we're going to be reading one day about a big time Dan Hurley controversy.
Yeah.
I really,
he's
really
probably
do.
Got like bodies in the basement.
Bodies,
that's why they can't move.
Or like, he tries to fight fans.
Yeah.
And he had that whole, he had the whole thing with a St. John's fan that's like,
it's giving Bobby Knight.
Exactly.
It's giving Robert Knight.
It's kind of giving, you're right. It kind of gives Bobby Knight vibes without all the death threats.
That's true. Not yet.
Texter, I agree with Anna. Dan Hurley's wife should have had little to no input. That being said, I've been divorced twice, so my opinion isn't worth much.
Yeah, but you can't. I'm not even in a relationship, so don't listen to me.
Texter, that good will make you unsound, will make you make unsound decisions, i.e. Dan Hurley. Texter. Anna, you can't poo-poo Houston's numbers considering UK has played decades in the bum SEC.
Just recently,
of course it is.
Just recently, wasn't poo-pooing their numbers.
Just recently has the SEC as a majority taken basketball seriously. No, that is true. I mean, they finally decided to take basketball seriously. Where does Baylor sit on that list? That's a good question. Let me go to the Big 12. Baylor.
So I was not disrespecting Houston's numbers.
Baylor was. No, she wasn't.
I'm Baylor's, a Kelvin Sampson truther.
She loves Kelvin Sampson. She's always
would
she's
die for him.
Been here on this show multiple times singing his praises. Baylor's third on the list with the 149. So they have nine more wins than Kentucky had when Cal was there. Texter, I hate UT and everything. It makes me so mad. They won the College World Series. Texter, Houston's been playing against some bleep. Texter, I like watching guys get cut from the team so I can see their hopes and dreams of buying their mom a home, mom a Kia Soul, go down the drain. Oh, Texter, Joe Burrow kind of looks like Macaulay Culkin. He does.
He does.
Yeah. Texter, every other radio host, every other radio host on 680 and 93.9 have said the words Hawk Tua, but for some reason, Rig thinks this show has to be PG. I said it yesterday.
Well, also,
I said it yesterday. I was trying to be nice to Anna and not,
thank you. Yeah, I think that was a good call.
I was trying to be polite.
I appreciated your approach.
Max and I said it multiple times yesterday.
Max?
Max didn't say it. He just laughed. To be fair, I'm not going to try to tell on Max. He did say, I said it a few times just because of the text line. I'm going to blame you, text line. If all goes wrong, blame the text line. All right, let's take a break. On the other end, we'll continue rolling along with the show. John Wong will be here at 5 o'clock to do an in-studio reading of his new book, Name, Image, Murder. And we'll talk about the Pope press conference and everything else with John Wong in this at 5 o'clock. Is your business ready to upgrade your security or your home? Sonatrol of Louisville, that's the place for you. They're the number one rated security company in Kentucky. 350 five-star Google reviews and counting. Locally owned and family operated for over 35 years. We loved our family owned and locally operated businesses around here, especially here on the round table, all over ESPN Louisville, if we're being serious here. SonatrolKY.com is where you need to go, or call them at 502-966-8999. They have local experts who will work with you from tailoring your system or your to your business or home. They'll service your system down the road if you need an upgrade or it needs to be fixed, whatever you need to do with it. Go ahead and check him out. Again, SonatrolKY.com. Zach!
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. with video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Great job with their updates and everything going on around horse racing, especially here in the state of Kentucky. So make sure you are tuned in for them over at Kentucky HBPA. Zach, where are you? Come on, buddy. There we go. Thank you, sir. There we go. All right. Brad Cox, there you go. Go find him at Brad Cox Racing on Twitter as well for everything happening with them.
Oh, you're killing me. I step away to go do your interview, and man.
Welcome back to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
I love the man. At the end by the man by Zach. Again, tonight, Reds versus Pirates, 6:40 p.m. here after the Roundtable on ESPN 680, 105.7. Then Thursday, they welcome the Cardinals into Great American Ballpark, 7:15 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. Then Friday, they continue with the Cardinals, 7:45 p.m. ESPN 680, 105.7. That's the Mitchell Hannigan Cup. Up is what we'll call that. He's a big Cardinals fan.
I'm going back to do your interview, so don't make any phone calls or anything.
All right, no phone calls or anything, James. I had like three beers at that point. Texter, wow, I've never heard someone say Joe Burrow looks like Macaulay Culkin.
Really?
Now you know. Yes, I've heard it before as well. Texter, Jason Entz has a human-sized inflatable Bucky's beaver that he sleeps with every night.
Thanks for telling us that. What is that in response to?
Just
in general.
He has all kinds of stuff on. And it says, like, here, I feel like you all should know that Jason Entz is talking blatant crap about the lack of Italian representation since you aren't talking Euros. He also said, let's see here. I hope you are moving close to Jason Anderson so Ince can visit both of you on the same trip. Ince was at Costco today riding a unicycle. He dropped his vape pen and it broke. Jason Ince took a bell cow to prom. Texter, same one. Says, Jason Ince claims he's charging for betting tips tonight at Andy's party. Ince took a date to Burger King. Saw Ince roller skating at Cherokee Park holding a bunch of balloons.
Stop so, it. The Ince update, baby.
That one killed
got
me.
Got a special hotline.
Yeah, roller skating at Cherokee
That's
Park.
That's so funny to see. Holding a bunch of balloons. This?
I don't know. I love it, though.
Me too. Deep it's creative very funny. Mind. That's
yeah,
beautiful
very,
fiction.
A beautiful mind. Like
yeah,
Russell Crowe.
That's right.
but that is really funny. All right. There are billion new Buc-ee's in Kentucky. Have you ever been to a Buc-ee's?
I have not, but it is so high on my bucket list as well. My bucket list is go to a night game at LSU and go to a Buc-ee's.
See, I've been to the Buc-ee's in Kentucky.
Oh, have you?
We went last year on the way to Panama City for Ellie's World Series of Softball tournament. And so we are on the way. And Anna, I'm not kidding. There's a line on the exit ramp to exit to get to Buc-ee's.
Oh yeah.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to sit here and act like I'm too cool for Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's was awesome.
I've heard great things.
They have good fudge.
Okay.
Their fudge is really good.
They got a lot of good merch,
A lot of good merch. A lot of really cool stuff. I bought a couple of Buc-ee's shirts that I wear from time to time. Their bathrooms are immaculate.
Boom.
The cleanest bathrooms I've ever seen in person.
We got to get some of that inspiration here.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. You're not kidding. But no, Buc-ee's is legit. It really is great. So
I did pass by one time on the way back come from SEC Media Days in like 2022 for basketball, and it was, oh my gosh, we saw it. It was me and my girl Justice. We were there. We were driving back up to Kentucky. I believe we were like in Alabama or something, and we saw it, and we got off on the exit thinking like, oh my gosh, our first Buc-ee's experience. It wasn't open yet.
Oh, I was so upset.
So I got this close, but I'm hoping someday in the near future I'll be able to say that I've been.
And what's really funny about Buc-ee's is they'll put their billboards legit like 400 miles out.
Heck yeah.
But like 492 miles till Buc-ee's.
Keep going.
And then you'll go like 352 miles till Buc-ee's, and you're like, wow, We're almost there.
Some breadcrumbs.
It's better than getting to Disneyland.
Heck yeah.
Disney World is getting. We're almost to Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's.
My kids were jacked.
Were they? They were
they
happy.
They were so excited were to go
it.
To Buc-ee's.
So they'd heard the lore. They knew what was, yeah. They knew clean bathrooms,
yes,
good t-shirts.
They knew
everything.
About Buc-ee's.
And they have great food too.
Yeah, like I said, the fudge were fantastic.
Yeah.
They have other, they cook it all like right, yeah, there in front of you.
I gotta
it's,
go.
It's
like a hibachi.
It's like, it's like gourmet gas food or gas station food.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I gotta go.
Instead of walking into the Speedway, I'm not, mm-hmm, picking on you, Speedway. Most gas stations like this, you see the pizza in that warmer,
oh,
that's just spinning
like
around.
There's like a fly in there.
Yeah, exactly.
The coolest, like, ones, ugh, ever are in Italy. They call them auto grills, and it's like they're on top of the highway, so you like have to go up like these steps to get there. It is like the most beautiful experience. It's a gas station. You go in
it's
there.
It's called an auto grill?
An auto grill. You go in there, and it's like the food is better than 99% of the Italian restaurants we have here. They have fresh bread, pasta, lasagna. Like you're in like a, you feel like you're in like a Trader Joe's or dead serious. These are their gas stations. They're called auto grills. It's like gourmet. Everything. Of course, leave it to the Italians. It, yeah, reminds me of going to like Italy. It's in New York. It's like this big, just like kind of Italian food store. It's like going, yeah, to Lots of Pasta. Just like on the middle of the highway.
And you stop it's and you, like, you, yeah, fill up your petrol.
Yep, your petrol.
Your petrol, as they say over there. And then you go and you get authentic Italian food. And
it's
then
delicious.
At our gas stations, you can get a hot dog.
You get a 5-day-old,
yeah,
hot dog.
5-day-old hot dog.
You
it's
might
been
not
spinning on the roller.
Be alive.
Exactly. You
days.
Could die. Absolutely. Texter, a Buc-ee's just opened yesterday, right past WKU. I knew there was a new one. Yeah.
There you go.
Texter, Buc-ee's doesn't do enough to promote their restrooms. Those things should be on the billboards. 100%.
Seriously.
Anna, it's like you walk into the Louvre.
Get out.
I'm not kidding. It's
they should
immaculate.
Call it the Louvre,
yeah,
like the,
yeah,
Lou.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They should not. No,
marketing.
It's immaculate.
Really?
I'm not, because you know, no bathroom is perfect.
Right.
You're gonna have some spillage. You're gonna have something somewhere. You know, something on the ground or Kleenexes or, yeah, or napkins or whatever.
Yeah.
Not at Buc-ee's.
Not at Buc-ee's.
Not at Buc-ee's.
And they pay their people well.
They pay them very
those
well.
Those managers and stuff. Good Lord.
They make like six figures.
They are making,
yeah,
bank.
Yeah, and it's supposedly a great. Great place to work. Texter, Rig, you favor the Buc-ee's beaver mascot just a bit. I bet you get a lot of compliments for your Buc-ee's t-shirt, and how cool is it that you have your picture on a shirt? Ha, ha, ha. Thank you. Texter,
that was nice.
I went into Buc-ee's in full expectation to slander it. I came out with a $152 tab.
What?
Sandwiches, snacks.
Let's
They sandwiches are fire.
You hear that all the time. People go in there wanting to hate on it, and they walk out like changed people.
Oh, yeah. They become Buc-ee acolytes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a church.
100%. Yes. Thank you about the fudge joke. Appreciate it. Texter, still advocating for Anna to have her name. Anna, something as a co-host. Also, oh, yeah, advocating to retire the following bumpers. Is Scott Satterfield working fools? Did Kenny, mm-hmm, Payne win those games? Is Joey Votto a Hall of Famer? I understand. Mm-hmm. Texter, please leave. Same texter. Please leave up. Did Strebel get alone time last night? Thank you. I appreciate that. I think they're saying they want you like announced as a co-host like when you're on.
Me too.
We could do that. We could work something out because you and Max definitely need your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see what they pay their general managers? Yeah, they like Anna said, they make bank.
Pretty nice.
All right, this was an article here by Rick Bozich. We might dive into this a little bit more in depth with Dr. Wong once he shows up. But he did the five biggest NBA draft hits and misses from the Calipari era,
oh,
at,
wow,
Kentucky. And so this was actually pretty cool. And he didn't just go by... He did more of like the unexpected draft picks, mm-hmm, that you know, they went into Kentucky, maybe not being, mm-hmm, considered to be high draft picks and, yeah, end up being draft picks and then having success in the NBA. So he had number one, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He was picked number 11 in 2018. He was drafted behind Kevin Knox at number 9, Colin Sexton at number 8, and Mo Bamba of Texas.
Mm.
He was number 6. And then, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, Mo Bamba.
There he is
right,
yay,
there.
There's John
Wong. Yeah, if you want to, yeah, go ahead. Go in and Dr. Wong. He'll be happy to see you. And then lead him to the conference room until 5 o'clock. But, you know, guys like Colin Sexton and Mo Bamba, and even Kevin Knox especially not being great in the NBA, while Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had an argument to be the MVP. He had number 2 Bam Adebayo, pick 14 in 2017, drafted behind Luke Kennard. God, what a bust he was. At number 12, Josh Jackson at number 4, and Marquez Fultz of Washington was number 1. So I'm saying Bam Adebayo was number 2. He was the 14th pick
of the
list of the hits.
Oh, okay,
the hits.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 3, Devin Booker, pick 13, drafted behind D'Angelo Russell, Frank Kaminsky, and Justice Winslow. Again, all these guys didn't do much or anything in the NBA. Tyrese Maxey, pick 21st. I forgot he was picked that low.
Yeah.
I forgot he was picked. God, how dumb are they?
Crazy?
I mean, Cole Anthony was picked ahead of him.
Oh, God.
Kyra Lewis Jr. from Alabama was picked ahead of him. Killian Hayes was number 7.
They were sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. He was 21st. That's nuts. I could have sworn he was a lottery pick.
See, I feel like sometimes the Calipari thing goes the opposite way of, like,
yeah,
you know, they're picked lower because you expect these people to be just blow your mind, and I guess with the rankings and everything. But
yeah,
does that make sense? What I'm saying?
No,
like sometimes
absolutely.
The impact can like go the opposite direction.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I that totally makes sense. His last one here, PJ Washington, picked 12th, and obviously he was just in the NBA Finals. He's mm-hmm. an important piece of that Mavericks team. But players picked ahead of him: Jarrett Culver of Texas, DeAndre Hunter of Virginia was picked number 4. Okay, now here are the big misses. Okay,
oh, buckle up.
Big misses. Number 1, his number 1 miss. Kevin Knox, who was picked, he was picked before SGA, Jalen Brunson, and Mitchell Robinson, who all, you know, playing in the NBA still, while he's really not. James Young at 17, that was a disappointment.
Man.
I thought he was going to be really,
just
really
the
good.
Athleticism. Remember those dunks?
Oh, he, yeah, the dunks. He could shoot.
Man, I don't.
I thought he for sure would be like an NBA, at least like a 6th man off the bench type dude.
Because he just has the NBA body type as well.
Yeah, and he seemed to have
college.
That kind of swagger or whatever,
yeah,
to him. I was like, oh, man, James. But he was, I mean, Clint Capella was picked after him, Kyle Anderson and Jokic was picked.
Oh,
Jokic was picked 41st.
Oh,
he was picked 41st.
Good.
That was 2014.
Jeez.
Yeah, talk about misses. I mean, good grief. Number 3, Skyler BCA. I figured that'd be on there. Picked 28th. Drafted ahead of, let's see here. Nobody too good. I guess Malcolm Brogdon is a big one there. Number 4, I don't know if I agree with this one, but Willie Cauley-Stein, he had him as a miss. I mean, he had a decent career in the NBA.
Yeah.
He was number 6. Now, maybe obviously
over
a little too high.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like he was terrible.
I don't think anyone would consider him a bust. I wouldn't.
He
played for a few different teams. Yeah.
Yeah, he got bounced around, but he was picked ahead of Miles Turner, Devin Booker, and Terry Rozier, who are all 3 still in the NBA doing very well. And then 5th, and this is this 5th biggest bust. I agree with this one. It's Marcus Teague, picked 29th, and he was a dude that everyone was like, it's kind of like Chris Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had his moments. And he was a big part of that, you know, mm-hmm. that championship run. But you could tell, like, he was. I mean, the biggest complaint from Kentucky fans that season was Marcus Teague.
For sure. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. they didn't complain about Lamb, obviously. Mm-hmm. Terrence Jones was doing good. MKG. Darius Miller was great. Anthony Davis was great. I mean, all those players were great. And then Marcus Teague. It's kind of like one of those things, like, we had this super team, but can Marcus Teague's point guard play?
Right.
Take us to where we want to go.
A bit erratic.
And ended up he did very well in the mm-hmm. tournament. He was really good in the tournament, but definitely a guy that didn't do anything. He was mm-hmm. picked ahead of Draymond Green, Chris Middleton. I mean, both those guys have been mainstays. Oh, Jay Crowder too. Jay Crowder, Draymond Green, and Chris Middleton, and all those dudes have been good in the NBA.
That's wild.
Yeah, and Marcus Teague was there for 5 minutes.
Had a cup of coffee.
But again, he was one of the biggest parts of that title team, and it was obvious he needed another year
mm-hmm.
at least at Kentucky
to
reach his potential.
Yeah, gets
consistent. So yeah, I thought that was a pretty fun list to talk about.
It's an interesting thing to think about too, just all the reasons why it doesn't work out, and some people it just makes no sense really. You know, they have all the physicality, they just can't like put it together. I think sometimes opportunity can be interesting, just
yeah.
the timing of it too.
The team they're drafted to sometimes is important.
I just can't imagine anything more frustrating in life than like having that opportunity and watch it slip away, because it's like the elements are either you're not really good enough or like the elements are never all together.
Just not your favor.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
I mean, I just can't imagine anything in life that would just haunt you like that.
Yeah. Oh, super. I guarantee super frustrating. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So read a few texts, then we'll get John Wong in here to talk about his book. I'm excited about this. Texter, the roasted peanuts, the roasted pecans are the best. I didn't have the roast pecans, but I do like a good roasted pecan or peanut or something. Texter, thoughts on Kansas City Chiefs' upcoming Christmas Hallmark movie? Did you see that? Apparently, they're doing like a Christmas Hallmark movie around the Kansas City Chiefs because we need more Kansas City Chiefs exposure.
Okay, here's my question: Are they just like it's like in theme, or like the Chiefs are going to be in it? Do not tell me Taylor Swift is going to be in this.
Oh, there's no way she's going to be in the Hallmark movie.
Or like
movie.
Referenced. I'm over
she'll
it.
Be referenced, I'm sure, but there's 0% chance that she's going to be doing a Hallmark movie at this point.
Oh yeah, no,
there's no.
But like, it's like Trevor. Like, is it like with the current Chiefs, or is it just like?
Let me try to find it here, okay? Because I saw it in passing, and I was kind of like, what
if
the hell
like the
is
Chiefs
this?
In theory, okay.
Yeah.
Do you like Hallmark movies? Probably not. You probably hate them.
Oh, I can't stand them.
I love them. Why?
It's
like Disney movies for adults.
Yeah. They, that's a good take.
There's nothing bad in
it. But it's like the same storyline in all of them. Like, it takes place in this idyllic town that doesn't exist. Kind of like, what was the place that the Gilmore Girls lived?
Oh, I know what you're talking. I never watched that.
Yeah. Yeah. But like the little town they lived in. It's like places like that don't really exist. They don't.
I think that's why I like it. It's an escapism.
Yeah. It is kind of escapism.
It's like a child.
But it's always like this. Single like career woman, and she's got her life together, and she's very successful, but she can't find the right guy, and the guy she finds is like this super handsome carpenter, but he's in a relationship with her friend, and there's a wise old dad or wise old grandpa that drops one-liners, and there's an ice skating rink involved at some point. There's hot chocolate.
There's
always hot chocolate.
Just recently, they're allowed to like show alcohol in it, so that's why they weren't allowed drinking the hot chocolate.
Really? They couldn't drink alcohol
because they just wanted to keep it like clean, family
friendly. That.
I think very recently too, they would like show them kissing too. Like,
yeah,
before that was
and Lacey
like,
Charbet's and all of them.
Oh, she's my girl.
I like Lacey Charbet. I was in love with her at one point. I was in love with the entire female cast of Party of Five.
Okay,
at one point in my life. All right, here it is. All right, Kansas City Chiefs are going to be in a Christmas movie, according to Variety. The Chiefs and the NFL are teaming up with the Hallmark Channel for an original movie dubbed "Holiday Touchdown: A Chiefs Love Story." They will air during the 2024 edition of Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas. The movie will star Tyler Hines, I don't know that, Hunter King, and Ed Begley Jr. How about that? Ed Begley Jr. I didn't expect to read that name today. The movie has a boilerplate Hallmark Christmas movie plot about a family of super fans and a Chiefs team employee. The only thing standing between the two main characters is happiness, a grandfather's lost hat. So there we go. It doesn't say if there's going to be actual Chiefs players in this. It says, according to Variety, according to Variety, Hines, one of the actors, a Canadian, grew up skateboarding and didn't learn about football or Taylor Swift until the NFL and Hallmark partnered together. It really goes to show how efficiently the Chiefs continue to find new audiences between their incessant winning, the ever-growing legend of Patrick Mahomes, as well as the Travis Kelce dating one of the biggest stars on the planet. The Chiefs are in position to become what the Dallas Cowboys once were. It's the quite the confluence of events. So there you go. It doesn't say there's going to be actual Chiefs players or coaches.
I wonder how they, like, who's getting paid for that? Like, are the Chiefs paying to be mentioned?
Oh,
or
I'm
they,
sure. Well, I bet,
like, how does the deal work?
I mean, it's a deal between Hallmark and NFL. So I'm guessing the NFL's paying Hallmark, or maybe Hallmark has to pay for the rights to show
the
Chiefs, use the name, image, and likeness of the Chiefs. I guess it'd be Hallmark paying then in that case.
Yeah.
And then, I guess they're expecting the Chiefs bump for viewership. Uh-huh. So there, a lot of Swifties watch Hallmark movies. Yep. So I'm sure they'll be happy for that.
Interesting. I was so scared you were going to read the plot and it was going to be like, in a superstar who's had bad luck in love, a singer comes down to Ambiza
and fall in love with
it would be so unbelievable.
A football player. Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you see Travis Kelce at the Taylor Swift concert?
Bro, just judgment from me.
Me too.
He was jumping around like the grandpa in Willy Wonka.
I was like, dude, you don't have to put on that hard.
Like,
do you
stop.
Really like her music that much?
Stop wearing like, a top
before,
hat.
Yeah, he had like a top hat on. It's like, before you met her, how much Taylor Swift were you jamming in the locker room?
That's what
none.
I'm
zero.
Uh-uh.
Zero. Now he's up there. Oh, yeah! She's playing! I'm trying to think of a song.
Blank Space.
Anti-Hero.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Yeah, there you go. That's only because I hate that song with a visceral passion.
I couldn't even name you one like note of it. Like,
I've heard it before, and it's just basically her complaining about how hard her life is. Yes. And she doesn't really sing. She, like, whispers the entire song.
Well, because she's trying to be Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
She's, like, totally copped her whole vibe on it. And
yeah.
I just think it's weird, too. It's, like, most of her songs are about ex-boyfriends, so it's, like, your current boyfriend is up there behind you just, like, laughing and jumping around. I'm like, dude,
And she's 34.
Yeah. Thank you.
She's 34 years
old.
It's
so weird to me.
Like, come on.
It's so unbecoming.
Yeah,
it's like
34.
You are complicit in the choices you make after a while.
You're not.
And not everyone is just so mean to you all the time.
You're no longer 19.
Thank you.
Like, you're 34.
Maybe we need to quiet down because maybe you keep choosing the wrong person.
Yeah, maybe it's you. Textra, I've held a... Nope. They had to go to the bathroom really bad for 50 miles and waited to go to Bucky's, and it was worth the wait.
I'm glad you shared that today.
Texter, was Daniel Orton anything in the NBA? No, he didn't do.
Ball boy.
Texter, taking Anna to Bucky's on the first date. So there you go.
Okay.
Anna would like going to Bucky's on the first date.
Yeah.
I think it would make her happy.
I would agree.
It wouldn't be the entire day.
Okay, thank God. Not the entire day.
Right.
But like, it would be
a
pit stop, right?
Yeah,
Obviously, we're going on a fancy trip if it's a pit stop.
I heard y'all talking about it, and I finally had it for the first time last week, and it does meet the hype. So
what, Bucky's?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it does.
Really?
Everybody says that.
It's the first time it lived up to it, so you know.
Yeah,
really?
not much in life lives up to the hype. Bucky's 100% lives up to the hype. Period.
It's a mainstay, baby.
Yeah, it is.
People can't walk out of there unchanged.
But it tasted amazing.
It did.
Yeah.
Yes, their food's great. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. John Wong is in the building,
Woo-hoo!
So we're gonna go say hello to him and bring him into the studio. Our friends at 502 Hemp and 810 continue to remind you that if you don't want to imbibe in alcoholic beverages for the summer because of the dehydration, the hangovers, and everything, all the negatives that come with drinking alcohol, they do have summer beverages with Delta 8, Delta 9 in those beverages. You can buy the powder form and put it into any of your summertime drinks that you like, or you can buy the canned versions and chill them, and they taste great. They're actually super tasty, honestly, to tell you the truth. And you know, you can still be the social butterfly that you are at a party with that. You still have fun, relax, be social with that as well, not worry about the hangover and the crap feeling that you have when you drink too much by the poolside. So go to the 502 Hemp location in Douglas Hills, right down the street from Oxmoor Mall, or go to my side of the bridge, 812 Hemp, Clarksville, Indiana, off the Lewis and Clark Parkway.